This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jota Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning. Final Friday, final day in the month of February. We make the turn closer to the spring and closer to baseball season, which will both, well, at least baseball season starts next month. I don't even know when the hell spring starts. But we're
March 21st, I believe.
All right, well, then they're both next month. Good deal. So baseball soon. Look, football in the rear view. Football also up ahead, though, from a free agency standpoint in 10 days. 10 days to free agency. NFL Combine going on. Flyers with a bad point last night. There's good points and there's bad points. A 3-0 lead into a 5-4 overtime loss is a bad point. We'll talk about it all today with you from Borgata, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The year 46 BC
yes.
had 445 days in it.
Yeah, that was when Caesar adjusted the calendar.
The longest day of the year ever. Yeah,
because
Caesar adjusted it. You're
yeah.
right. He added basically two extra months to
yeah,
the
about,
calendar.
How about Seltzer not knowing the difference between Caesar and George Washington yesterday?
What?
Yeah.
Well, No, I don't think that's what Devin thought.
George Washington was a Roman and Caesar was the first U.S. president.
I didn't know what the Rubicon
was.
I didn't know what the Rubicon was. That's what I didn't know.
What?
Exactly. Devin, do you know what the Rubicon is?
But I don't. It's a Jeep, right?
It is a model of a Jeep. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I didn't know what the Rubicon was. Guy, my bad.
This guy had Caesar, you know.
Crossing the Rubicon, exactly. Yeah. I didn't know what the Rubicon was.
Something like
my
that.
Bad.
All right, let's crank it up here today. We want to hear from you.
The things you don't know.
No,
you
well,
want to where's our guy
yes.
Anthony? You can call in and do a list of the things you don't know. Like
that's
how many wings are
point.
On a chicken.
We haven't heard from Anthony with a consolidated list lately.
Been a long time. Maybe I haven't said that much wrong in a while. So
he just can't listen as early in the morning, I think.
I like that. At Anthony, if you're out there, yeah, do your work. All right. So we got free agency in 10 days. We got a season that ended about, I don't know if it's 2 or 3 weeks ago at this point, whatever it is, somewhere back then. Whether it's the look back or whether it's the look ahead, John, let's crank this up today and everyone at 215-592-9494. We have addressed so many things with the Eagles. I am sure there are some aspects that matter that we have not talked about. And I am sure there are some aspects that matter a ton that we have not talked perhaps enough about. John, whether it's something we haven't addressed at all or something you think we haven't done enough on, what is something for you, look back or look ahead, that is top of mind for you with the Eagles?
Wow. I'm kind of overwhelmed right
what?
Now that we got this, the confetti.
Oh, okay. What do we have here?
Hold thank on. You.
I brought you guys Super Bowl confetti.
Oh, thank you, Devin.
Thank
You're
you,
nice.
Devin.
Oh, where's my Super Bowl? Oh, yes!
You.
I love you, Devin.
Oh, my God.
I'll get
God.
It to you next week.
Like,
oh,
thanks,
that's
Devin.
Amazing.
That's very, very nice.
That is honestly,
so
that is so thoughtful, Devin.
Incredible of you.
Of course.
That is so kind and sweet, Devin, and thank you so much. This
you're
means
welcome.
So much to me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Especially for John, who never won a Super Bowl
it.
As a player.
Oh, man. You got to take
wow.
a moment. And just...
I was like, this means so much to
no.
me. Of course, it means so much. You got your ass kicked in the Super Bowl.
But yeah, I wanted to bring home.
Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
No, Devin, thank you.
Really
I wanted
cool.
to bring some back for you guys.
Very
really
nice.
Amazing.
Very nice.
Thank you.
So, John, talk to me, my man. What hits you that perhaps we haven't discussed enough?
I know that Nick has proven that he can change and he can improve for the better. And I value that. I'm counting on it this upcoming season because he's got to be better as he influences the offense in whatever capacity he has moved into. You know, we know that the offense has become collaborative. We also know that our head coach is a guy who was a former receiver in college. And the last time we saw Nick have a big part of the effective play calling, everything looked like a bubble screen. That's what the reality of our offense was. And this offensive coordinator hasn't called plays. And he's very close with Nick. And I am concerned that the offense will skew too far from the ground and pound that we love.
Why do you assume that?
Because I
don't assume that at all.
That's what I'm accustomed to year after year with a guy like Andy Reid. That's what I'm accustomed to seeing
in
the NFL. I know that.
I mean, they ran the ball a ton in 21.
Joe, you talk all the time about how one sport is influencing the way you feel about another sport. Are you serious that I can't have some carryover effect?
You can have whatever you have.
Leaning away from the run game. Coaches lean away from the run. I don't know why. I don't know how. I don't know what in the world they're thinking.
Right.
But I know our coach is a wide receiver. I know he likes throwing the football. I don't know why he decided to make everything a bubble screen back 4 years ago when he was calling plays. I wouldn't have, but he did. And I know that we've got the best running back in the world right now. But I know that Andy Reid had great blockers and great runners of the football, and we threw the heck out of it. And we were good at it. Maybe that's why we leaned away from
well,
the
that's
run.
Part
that's
of it,
Andy's
yeah.
biggest
but,
fault, yeah. as you know, it was yeah. his blind spot.
I yeah. hated One the way Andy called plays a lot of the time. And I'm concerned that even with Saquon in the backfield, what if Nick gets too pass happy? Mm. What's checking that? We know that we've got one season of success with running the football.
Not true. 2021, they had it. They ran the ball a ton, and they didn't have Swift. They didn't have Saquon. I mean,
Joe, you're talking all the time how we need to throw the ball more. What's wrong with the passing game?
James Redd, I never said that.
No, you didn't. You said, I'm happy with the way they are running the offense. I don't care that they don't throw because it's what's best to win.
I wish they were better at passing the ball, but Jalen struggled for a good portion of the season. That's a big part of why they ran the ball so much. But so too is Jalen's excellence as a runner, the offensive line's ability as run blockers, and Saquon's beyond,
when Nick was calling plays, it was as far as you could get from the ground and pound. I know he's proven he can change and improve for the better, and I'm counting on that with the offensive play calling. But how much of the bubble screen remnants are we going to see?
We'll say.
You cannot deny that's what the offense looked like
when
he was here calling the plays 4 years ago.
Yeah, no, I remember. Look, we'll see where you stand, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to what John said there and whether that's a concern for you. What is, you know, on your mind when you think about something perhaps we haven't talked enough about? Guys, let me give you one, and I've said this a few times, but now that we're getting closer and closer to free agency, I mean, I got to just drill down on this in a way that I'm trying to put it in people's mind. It's sort of a beware. Now, you might have...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Agree with the, you might agree with the meaning behind it or disagree, but here's the deal. And I'm just going to give you two facts we have not talked enough about. Howie Roseman rolls with D linemen over linebackers historically, significantly, dramatically. It's not even a debate. Howie Roseman rolls with D linemen over linebackers big time. Number two, Howie Roseman rolls with younger players more than older players when it fits. Now, if you got an older guy, it's phenomenal, like Lane Johnson, and you're going to keep going with him, and Jason Kelsey, and Fletcher Cox, and Brandon Graham, and they're exceptional, you're going to keep going with them. And listen, Zach Bond's exceptional. I'm not saying he's not. But I'm telling you this, guys. Milton Williams is damn good. And I am consistently stunned at how much people assume, and we haven't heard Howie talk a iota about who he's going to pick if he can only pick one. I've heard 100 or 300 people say he's going to pick Bond over Williams if he has to choose one. I haven't heard Howie say it. I heard one media person, that's Jeff McLean, one, say with his predictions, if they can only get one, it's going to be Milton Williams and not Bond. But everybody else says it's Bond. And we know history says D-line over linebacker, younger over older.
All right. And history says we don't go out and buy running backs.
I know.
No,
you're right about that. And maybe there has been an amending of the principles. Look, that's possible. But I just am fascinated. Look, I'm fascinated to see what happens. Obviously, I'd love for them to be able to keep both. I don't assume that they will, and I don't think they will. And also, we know part of what might make the Milton Williams thing less likely than Bond is Milton Williams going to get more money than Bond, and the Eagles don't have – you know, a ton of cap space. So there are certainly reasons to think Bond is more likely to be signed, but what are not the reasons are how he typically orchestrates roster building. I mean,
well,
they're
okay,
just not.
And we've never had anyone anywhere close to Zach Bond.
You're right.
Zach Bond is the unicorn.
Yeah, no,
so
that's fair.
That's why you just treat this differently.
And maybe
and you do whatever it takes to re-sign him. And there is a cooperative effort here. He appreciates us, meaning the organization.
That last part.
And the organization appreciates him. There is a cooperativeness to this.
I don't know about that last part.
Come on,
part.
Man.
No.
You think he wants to go somewhere other than where Vic Fangio is?
Here's what I know. There's an appreciation from Zach Bond, and no, I think he prefers to stay here. But do I know that his agent, who wants to make every dollar he can,
his agent works for Zach Bond.
I understand that. But his agent might say, Zach, are you really going to leave $10 million on the table?
Okay. And again, his agent works for Zach Bond.
No, but don't you think the agent will say, Zach,
sure,
are you really going to leave?
And he'll want to have the biggest numbers on the contract.
Course.
But Zach Bond's the one who has to play
the
contract. And Zach Bond wants to be with Vic Fangio, the man who gave him the opportunity to do what he did last year.
Well, let me ask you a question, John.
Discovered him.
Do you think, gut feeling, do you think the Eagles make the biggest offer to Zach Bond?
I think the Eagles will make a similar offer to whatever a good or the best offer is, and we will retain Zach Bond.
I know you're like everyone that feels confident they'll keep him. I'm just telling you guys, I'm not saying he's gone. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying, why does everyone just assume Zach Bond's back?
Because he's that important and because he's that unique. Because you can't just go out. Because Howie is not good at drafting linebackers. Because Howie can't go just find a guy to replace a 6'3", 240-pound guy who can shock you in the run game and who can run a 4.3 in the 40 and keep up with your slot receivers. There's no one like him. And that's why he was an all-pro. First team all-pro
but I guess
in his first year as a starter off-ball inside linebacker. You don't let that go.
Well,
anywhere.
I guess here's part of my concern. There are teams with $20, $25, and $30 million in cap space more than the Eagles. What if one of those teams is like, yeah, I want that guy? Everything you just said, John, the other 31 GMC it also, and like, yeah, I want that guy. And I'm going to put the Eagles in a really tough spot by offering $15 million more than what happens. I don't know. I don't know what happens. I'm just telling you, I don't assume he's definitely back just because I agree with you, John. All the things you said, how great he is, how he knows it, so do other GMs. James, give me something that is perhaps something we have not yet drilled down on enough or perhaps talked about at all with this football team looking back or forward.
Yeah, there are a couple of free agents that we haven't talked about that I think are more important than people realize from both a depth and potential starting perspective. Okay. Isaiah Rodgers and Oren Burks. Oren Burks, obviously, we're talking about Zach Baum, whether they re-sign him or don't. Plus, N'Kobe Dean, we haven't talked at all about the fact that it is incredibly unlikely N'Kobe Dean's going to be ready to start the season next year.
October, probably.
And who knows if he comes back at that time after this. He might not be a factor next year. Like, there is a real world where N'Kobe Dean means nothing next year as an Eagle, is not a player who can contribute. Oren Burks looked really good. Like, they have no other linebacker. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., like, could be a starter next season, could especially be. If Zach Bond leaves. And the Isaiah Rodgers thing, too, we talk about Darius Slay. I guess he's gone. Like, who's the outside corner? Are they going to go with Kelee Ringo, who's been a special teams guy? Isaiah Rodgers has not been amazing, but his flash has shown some things on the field. If they let Slay go, I don't think we're talking enough about like the layers of free agency, because we're talking just about, oh, if they sign Zach Bond, can they sign Bond and Williams, Bond and Becton? Like, what about these other guys who help make this roster super, you know, deep and talented and also might be your starters when you can't re-sign some of these guys?
No, I agree. And obviously there's a chance to move Cooper to Gene outside, and if you do, you got to get a different slot guy. Look, there's a lot of different ways this team could be
tricky. This second layer of, you know, not first day, not second day, not third day, the free agent guys, the guys like me, the guys who are going on trips after you've seen the big names signed.
Right.
I do think Isaiah will be a starter somewhere, maybe for us, and he is valuable. But that second layer, how does Howie finesse those guys into the fold? What can he offer them in terms of availability of spots? And, hey, we don't promise spots to anyone. We're going to compete and do this and that. Keep that part of the ethos alive while making this an attractive destination. The players and the organization have done, I mean, hand over fist enough to make this an attractive destination.
No question.
You go win a Super Bowl, and that makes people want to be here. That helps take care of your job in a little, in some ways. But there's a lot that goes into this. It's all encompassing. What Howie's so great at.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your tax? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.